from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. ExxonMobil President and CEO Rex Tillerson is the latest frontrunner to be the next U.S. Secretary of State. On Saturday, several news organizations, all citing unnamed sources close to President-elect Donald Trump's transition team, said an announcement on Tillerson's selection could come soon. While not confirming Tillerson will get the job, Trump said in an interview with Fox News that will air Sunday, the choice would make sense because he's a world-class player. As the chief executive of the world's largest publicly traded company, Tillerson oversees operations in more than 50 countries, including Russia. In 2013, Tillerson was awarded Russia's Order of Friendship decoration by President Vladimir Putin. Rescue workers continue to look for survivors in the debris following the collapse of a church roof in southern Nigeria, killing at least 60 people. Hundreds of people were in the Rainer's Bible Church, which was still under construction, when the roof collapsed Saturday in the city of Uyo. Several local officials were in attendance when the roof fell, including Udom Emmanuel, the governor of Akwa Ibom State, who escaped without injury.
It's not a good thing, and we are really, really devastated that this could happen. But at the same time, I pray that people should be calm, and let's actually assess the situation. Let's see the casualties that we have, and then be rest assured on the part of government, we'll do everything possible to make sure that this will never happen again in this state.
Please look at our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Turkey has declared a national day of mourning one day after two explosions in Istanbul killed at least 38 people and wounded many others. The blast rocked a huge football stadium late Saturday. Witnesses and authorities said the attacks, a car bombing and a suicide blast, targeted security officers 2 hours after a football match ended. Turkey's interior minister said the explosions killed 38 people and wounded more than 150 others. He says 30 police officers were killed, along with seven civilians and one unidentified person. Authorities say the blast targeted a bus carrying riot police from the arena on the shore of the Bosporus. A Syrian monitor says Islamic State jihadists have recaptured the Syrian city of Palmyra during what has become a back-and-forth battle for control of the famed desert city. Earlier Sunday, the British-based monitor group Syrian Observatory for Human Rights and the Russian Defense Ministry said more than 60 Russian airstrikes had forced Islamic State fighters to pull out of the ancient central Syrian city not long after the extremists fought their way into the city. The observatory said the fighting continued outside the city. Egyptian officials say a blast at Cairo's main Coptic Christian cathedral Sunday has killed at least 20 people and wounded 35 others. There has been no claim of responsibility for the attack at St. Mark's Cathedral in central Cairo. Egypt's official news agency said an assailant threw a bomb into a chapel close to St. Mark's outer wall. Copts make up about 10% of Egypt's population. A massive truck bomb exploded outside Mogadishu's new seaport Sunday morning, killing at least 16 people and wounding many others. The blast hit security forces and port workers. The commander of Mogadishu's police force told VOA Somali authorities are investigating whether the truck was driven by a suicide bomber or was parked there earlier. The militant group Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility for the attack. The group said a suicide bomber drove the vehicle into a security station outside the seaport, but witnesses and police said the truck bomb hit near the port's tax office as dozens of employees and laborers were lined up as they arrived for work. Romanians are voting in a parliamentary election Sunday, a year after a massive anti-corruption campaign forced the last socialist prime minister, Victor Ponta, from power following a nightclub fire in October last year that killed 64 people. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.